there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Gotcha.
Classic B-Boys.
Recording this on April Fool's because Jay and I saw The Bride. This is Stocking Stuffers. I'm Jeff Searcy.
I'm B-Boy Jay Logsdon.
We're the B-Boys, and we're here today to talk to you about a B-movie. No, not the B-movie, but a movie that starts with a B.
Kind of.
I mean, all the posters, the theater marquee, everything just says Bride with an exclamation point, but it's called The Bride.
I believe it's called The Bride.
No, well, it's on the poster. It says it's called Here Comes the Motherfucking Bride. So I'm like, I don't know what. Maybe that's part of why this movie feels so disjointed and weird. They couldn't even decide on a poster, Jay.
Oh man. Speaking of, it was weird.
That was my wife and I walked out of it. We're like, that was a weird movie.
I will say, real fast trailers. I did get a trailer for They Will Kill You, which we talked about on the last Stocking Stuffer.
Yes, we got that one.
I'm so ready. I'm excited to see that. I think that'll be a Stocking Stuffer here shortly.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to say it right here. This was like if they, instead of making The Joker, they had made a Bride of Frankenstein movie. That's what this movie is.
And if they had made The Joker, but then also made it like half of a comedy movie, and then also tried to cast a really well-known actor in it playing a character that's basically a second banana character for some reason.
And it's also Bonnie and Clyde, but yes. Yeah, also a comedy.
And it's also set, instead of being set when it should be set, which is in the 1820s to 1840s Germany, it's set in Chicago in America in the 1920s.
And Mary Shelley just talks to us randomly.
The ghost of Mary Shelley possesses the main character at certain points.
And then turns her into the bride. I don't know.
And like I said, why Christian Bale for Frankenstein?
I don't know. I truly do not understand why
it's like, if you're just going to have a guy that's tall and you're going to cover up in makeup, why pay the money for Christian Bale?
Well, and I had thought initially, I was like, oh, is Jake Gyllenhaal Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Because I do think Christian Bale and Jake Gyllenhaal look a little bit alike. Not overly so, but a little bit. And I was like, and they're doing this thing where because he's obsessed with Jake Gyllenhaal's character, like, they're having him play the same person in both. And then I was like, oh no, that was Christian. Like, and then it hit me. Oh, that's Christian Bale.
And they introduce a weird reanimation mechanic where if you're brought back, you don't remember your previous life, but then she kind of remembers her life later.
It was very strange.
And it's like, okay, so which is it? Do you not remember or do you remember?
But yeah, long story short, it's Bonnie and Clyde, but instead of robbing banks, they're killing people in towns where
killing random people, starting a weird, like that cult montage scene where there's the copycat killers was painful.
Yeah, that was very weird.
They have a weird subplot about a mob boss for some reason that really doesn't matter at all.
The only reason that matters is because of he's the one who had the bride killed.
But they didn't kill her. She accidentally fell down the stairs.
But also for a horror movie that's loosely based around Bride of Frankenstein, this movie's not scary at all.
No. And has really nothing to do with Bride of Frankenstein either.
No, it's just kind of like, it's like a punk rock, like it felt very like artsy punk rock. And then they're just like, Bride of Frankenstein, and like they just kind of threw that as like, that's what it is. Like, that's kind of the...
Yeah, there was really no reason for the main character to be the Bride of Frankenstein. And there was no reason for Frankenstein to be in it. It could have just been any guy.
Yeah. And maybe would the movie maybe be better if it was just random people and not had the history of...
Why drag in all the baggage of those two very famous characters? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I will say, and maybe this is the biggest compliment I can pay this movie. I think theater kids are going to love this movie for generations to come. I there are lots of kids I knew when I was like in high school theater that, you know, their favorite movie was like Edward Scissorhands like Romeo plus Juliet.
Mm.
They're going to fuck those type of people are going to fucking love this movie.
My wife and I were walking out and we're like, my soon to be brother-in-law, Ben, we were like, I think Ben would like this movie. He's a theater kid.
I agree. I do think your soon to be brother-in-law, Ben, would enjoy this movie. Great costumes, great effects, great makeup. All that stuff looked really, really good.
I thought that, like I said, if this had been a movie that focused on one character instead of one, it seems like it's half Frankenstein's movie, half The Bride's movie. And the plot just randomly kind of jumps around after about the first like 15 minutes and you establish the weird Mary Shelley's ghost possessing people thing. It kind of keeps jumping back and forth between the like five different plots this thing is trying. It's trying to juggle women's revolutionary struggle. It's trying to juggle Frankenstein, the bride, the mob boss plot, the woman trying to be a detective with the detective who's corrupt or whatever following them. And then also the movie, the actor storyline with Jake Gyllenhaal is also thrown in there.
No, there's so much going on.
And it's like, it's the movie, even though it's 2 hours, does if like so many stories maybe get like 15 minutes within that time to take place. Like, honestly, a movie about like, let's say you want, we were like, oh man, Christian Bale, we love him as Frankenstein. A movie about Christian Bale's like quest to meet this actor, I think, and the way like he sees himself in the movies or whatever, and is like living through the movies. That could have been a good movie on its own.
I think that would have been a real interesting movie.
Like a punk rock bride movie where she's like, she's trying to do women's empowerment or whatever. That could have been a cool movie.
But instead, you get 15 minutes of one, then 15. But I know. I agree with you.
Or even a movie about a guy, like a detective and his secretary who really wants to be a detective, but it's not socially acceptable, fighting a corrupt system and a mob boss. That could have been a cool movie.
I really thought there was going to be more going on with that thing. Because I really enjoyed the, like, he's the incompetent police officer who somehow rose to the level of detective.
And she's the actual brains that actually gets everything done.
I would love to watch that detective show. I think that'd be such a fun show to watch.
Instead of any actual developments in that plot, because there's so much shit shoved into this movie, there literally is just a point in the movie where he hands her the badge and is like, okay, you're detective now.
Which is not how this works.
I'm field promoting you to detective.
speaking of the weird Jake Gyllenhaal Hollywood thing, Jeff, never in my life did I think in a different movie about Frankenstein we would get Frankenstein dancing to Putting on the Ritz.
We
fucking got it, and I lost my shit.
That was the funniest and my favorite part of the movie.
I was just like, I never thought that. I'm like, never in a million years did I think this would be in The Bride. And it was, and I loved it.
It was followed
up by The Bride getting brought back and fucking Monster Mash being the closing credits.
Oh, yeah. See, I leaned over to Amber, and I was like, when the music cues started to roll in, I was like, oh my god, did they do the monster fuck?
If they had done the monster fuck instead, oh, what a time to be alive.
Hear that glorious Leo Carpazzi voice come on there.
But I loved the, speaking of the makeup, I know I'd mentioned that a little bit earlier, I loved the weird, like, black goo that then dyed, like, the bride's mouth and body and stuff.
Fluid or whatever,
I thought that was so cool. I loved the, like, she had it both, like, dripping out of her mouth, but she had some on her fingers the whole movie, and it turns out like it's all down her neck and like chest. I thought that looked so cool.
I thought the Frankenstein effects were pretty well done. I thought he looked cool. Like if he had been in a different movie, like one centered around him, maybe that could have been cool.
Had been in a young Frankenstein, and so he still got Putting on the Ritz.
Oh my god. See, you know what? They're making Spaceballs too. It's already shot. They should do Young Frankenstein too.
I think they are. I think I read somewhere that they are working on a like young Frankenstein follow-up.
Because, I mean, there's so many horror movies to parody now, and Mel Brooks is still alive and making movies. He should do it.
I thought it was shot really cool. I really enjoyed I liked the black and white, like, kind of whatever they did. Like, I thought it looked really, really neat.
No, like, from a technical perspective, I think this was a pretty cool movie. But yeah, from a story perspective, it's like five movies sandwiched into one.
I think this movie, if it does get nominated for stuff, I could see this winning a lot of technical awards. Like, yeah. it looks so cool. Like I said, theater kids are just gonna like get high and watch this movie and just vibe, and it's gonna be like their whole personality for like the next 20 years.
Oh, I could sense it coming.
Back to the weird Mary Shelley thing. I completely forgot. I forgot to bring this up. The weird voice that the bride does, like, randomly, felt like a fucking Tony Storm promo on AEW. Yeah. I literally felt like I was watching AEW. I'm like, is she just copying Tony Storm? Like, what are we doing here? Which, I know Tony Storm's character is supposed to be like old Hollywood starlet, but it felt like someone whose entire vision of old Hollywood starlet was Tony Storm's version of old Hollywood starlet.
Armadillo, Brigadillo, Giant Dildo. Yes, I'm just breaking into random strings of words.
Because Tony Storm, like, reportedly learned... Oh, what was she? She was allowed to say tits without it getting censored on American television. Ooh. So then just kept pushing the censors more and more to see with what she could get away with saying on American television. Because she started out like, chin up, tits out, watch out for the shoe. Like, that's what Tony Storm used to say. And now it's down to her, like, calling people the C word and like try to see how much innuendo she can like get in. She's like, I'll make your knees shake, your body quake, your lips quiver.
Oh boy.
Our two bodies wrapped, sweat dripping. Like, she would go and she would do her post-match press conferences on pay-per-views, and it would like she started reading fanfic about her and like Stan Hansen fucking in Japan, or fanfic about her and Wendy Richter, like who she's feuding with, and like old 80s wrestler Wendy Richter. It's like, I fucking love Timeless Tony Storm, and I'm just watching a whole movie about Tony Storm. Like, this is what we're doing.
I mean, like I said, this has got the ideas for like five good movies in it, which is the problem. But I thought it, like you said, technically impressive movie. Especially, like, I like the contrast of the black and white shots when Mary Shelley's ghost, demon possession, whatever is happening, where it like cuts in. The classic shot
with like her head in a jar, yeah. Or their heads are in a jar, yeah. Looking at her.
That, with the classic bride hairdo or whatever. I thought that was cool. But yes, I don't understand why they made it Bonnie and Clyde, and also added in Frankenstein's subplot, and also the detective subplot, and the secretary subplot, et cetera, et cetera.
No, it was very weird. But like, I'm not gonna say like I left disappointed or like I had a bad time.
Well, no.
It was just a very, very weird movie.
I was gonna say, regardless of whether I think it's good or not, I'm definitely gonna remember it.
Which
is more than you can say for some movies.
The last episode, I literally forgot the name of I Know What You Did Last Christmas.
Yes, I highly doubt, Jay, unless I'm in the throes of serious, and even then, maybe not, serious dementia later on in life, I don't think I'll ever forget Christian Bale putting on the Ritz as Frankenstein.
I was going to say, like, I'll be on my deathbed, and it'll be that meme of, like, sure you did, Grandma, and I'll be like, one time Christian Bale was Frankenstein and danced to Putting on the Ritz. Sure he did, Grandpa. Let's get you back to the home.
Yep. Your last words. Putting on the Ritz.
But yeah, it was fun. It was fun and it was weird, but like certainly not scary, certainly not a horror movie. And like, was it? I mean, weird. Weird is the best
honestly,
way to describe it.
The closest thing I could say this, if you're comparing it or whatever, that like the feel of it would be something like Everything Everywhere All at Once, kind of like where they keep flipping between different plots over and over again, different tones.
I need to see that. I've been meaning to see that one.
I mean, if you thought this was interesting and entertaining, then you'll probably like that.
Well, we got a little bit of time here, Jeff. I didn't get around to seeing any other movies. So did you get to see Undertone or anything?
No, I did not see Undertone, although I did see a couple reviews that make me want to go see it.
I'm interested.
So people I trust for reviewing movies seem to like it well enough.
But I figured that would be a good chance for us to vent about Sinners getting screwed out of Best Picture.
Oh, my God. No, Jay, one boomer after another needs Best Picture.
Like, I'm happy Michael B. Jordan got Best Actor. I'm happy that Coogler got Best
Screenplay.
Best Screenplay. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad Aunt Gladys in Weapons got Best
the only
Supporting Actress.
The only interesting part of Weapons, Aunt Gladys.
Yeah. but hey, maybe Zach Krieger's Resident Evil will be good.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
But I just had this feeling deep down. I thought it was going to go to something like real bad, like Hamnet or something. So I was at least glad that it went to... I'm glad it didn't go to that. But I'm like, there was just part of me who like deep down was just dreading. I mean, I'm like, it's not going to go there, is it?
If they weren't going to give it to Sinners, I wish they would have given it to like Begonia or something like that.
Yes.
Because, yeah, one boomer after another is literally, Jay, you've seen it a million times. It's the, okay, we were cool hippie revolutionaries. Remember when that was cool back in the 60s and 70s? And then we failed and the world turned to shit. And now we hope our kids can do better than us. The end.
Yeah.
There, you've seen the entire movie.
No, every time I saw the trailer, I'm like, what the fuck is this movie? And like, I had no interest in seeing it. And I was just... but like it was just one of those where I'm like, I just had this sneaking suspicion where I'm just like, I feel like that's gonna win, and I'm like, it should go to Sinners, and it didn't, and it's I don't know, it's real disappointing that like you had the chance, have our second ever horror movie win Best Picture, and fucking drop the ball, like. Probably because they were like, oh, it's too popular. Oh, we already gave a couple people other awards. We'll give something to something else.
Yeah, I really don't get it. Honestly, apparently, they just do this every once in a while. They're like, okay, well, it's whatever director. We've snubbed him in the past, so this time it's his turn.
Yep. No.
Yeah, so this apparently this was PTH's turn.
Oh, I did want to bring up real fast trailers. I got a trailer for that Disclosure Day, the new Stephen King.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've seen that one.
I've heard a rumor. Like, it looks weird. I'm probably not going to see it. Like, it looks weird and dumb. But I've heard a rumor. Someone was like, I guess it's not a rumor, it's more a theory. Someone was like, do you think it is a sequel to Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Mm.
And I'm like, if it's actually a sequel to Close Encounters, I might actually go watch it. Or what if it's a sequel to E.T.? But more importantly, what if it's a sequel to Close Encounters?
See, I think it's a fake out. I think they're pretending it's aliens, but it's actually Jesus.
Oh, that would be weird. That'd be very M. Night Signs-y.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I see the trailer, I'm like, I don't know that I want to see this. Like, stop advertising this movie to me. I don't think I want to see this movie.
Because they keep focusing in the trailer on, like, a woman and a baby throughout the whole thing.
And there's, like, the weird house and all mm-hmm. the animals.
I'm like, it's going to turn out that, Jesus was born again or whatever, and the government's been covering it up. Something like that.
That would be really interesting. That would be interesting. I would fucking hate it. And certainly makes me not want to see the movie at all.
What else? Oh, the Scary Movie trailer, of course. Did you get that one?
We did not. You and I talked about it on Scream.
We got that one.
Let's see. What Project Hail Mary.
Yep, I'm gonna go see that.
The Michael Jackson movie, Michael.
Yep, gonna go see that.
And then Mortal Kombat 2 was the other one I got.
Saw Mortal Kombat 1, so I might as well see 2.
And I saw Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I saw Mortal Kombat 2 the first time they did Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, wow. Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah. Once again, get back to your home.
There's actually 4 Mortal Kombat.
This is the 4th Mortal Kombat movie.
I had them all planned out from the beginning.
But no, the trailer for that, for They Will Kill You, started, and I just went, Okay, yeah. Like I was already sold when you and I talked about it last, stocking stuffer, and like the Zazie Beetz holding the holding the axe and she's all bloody. But actually watching the trailer and seeing the little kid run up and stab her, and she just like turns around
little
and like
shit
and like punts him out of the room. I'm like, I'm sold. I'm gonna watch this movie.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I think that's that probably wraps it up. Unless you have anything else.
I mean, of course, celebrate St. Patrick's Day by watching more Leprechaun, as you do. What else? There was something else I was going to talk to you about. I saw. Oh, Glenn Powell, everyone's favorite new Tom Cruise replacement. He's doing producing and I believe acting in a movie about a new killer crocodile.
Interesting.
It's called Death Roll.
Okay.
So that could be a cool movie to cover.
All right, Jeff. Well, real fast. I heard this on another podcast. Jeff, which Cenobite are you? BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh, boy.
What's your favorite Hellraiser movie? Hellraiser, Hellraiser 2, Hellraiser 3, Hellraiser Bloodlines. Hellraiser Revelations, Hellworld. Is that Deader? Oh, man, the fucking thing's all screwing up.
Probably Hellraiser 2.
All right, Hellraiser 2. What's your safe word? Red light, ouch, stop, avocado, harder, or safe word?
Avocado.
All right. If you had one thing jammed in your head for the rest of eternity, what would it be? Nails, wire, scissors, floppy disks, barbs, or chopsticks?
Chopsticks,
but only in my mouth.
Yeah.
Which of these occult symbols speaks to you? And we got like an X, we've got like an anchor, we've got like two Y's put together upside down. I'm sure these all have names. We've got like a triple cross, we've got possibly a Nazi symbol.
The Nazi symbol speaks to me.
Jeff, pick a leather accessory.
Oh boy.
A harness, a ball gag, a mouse, a mask, a paddle, a collar, or a flogger?
A flogger.
All right. What hurts the most? Stubbed toe, paper cut, bite your tongue, touching hot stove, hangover, smashing your fingers?
Touching hot stove.
I thought you were going to say watching the Hangover movies. Which of these metal bands sounds the most menacing? Temple of Baal, Ulcerate, Hate Eternal, Dark Sermon, Rotting Christ, Thy Art is Murder.
Thy Art is Murder is horrifying, but not for the reason they think.
Choose a deadly sin: lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy. They don't have pride.
Gluttony.
All right. That tracks for the B-Boys.
That's true.
Jeff, you're chatterer.
Am I the fat Cenobite?
No, you're chatterer. You're not Butterball.
Damn.
Your torment is immortal. Many beings have inhabited the form known as the chatterer. And when one fails, another rises up to take its place. Your senses are dulled to stimuli. You are blind to beauty. You feel nothing but pain. Your only means of expression is the sharp chatter of your teeth echoing from the recesses of hell.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, I'm going to take it real fast.
Okay.
We'll just refresh the whole quiz.
You somehow get the B-Boys.
You're the B-Boys. What? They're not even in Hellraiser. Safe word. Let's go with safe word. That seems like me. Mm-hmm. Floppy disks. I'm going to go with that thing. I'm sad that for leather accessory, it wasn't like something that says daddy likes leather. You mean like a leather daddy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he shows up. There's this weird guy on TikTok who like has a couple different like S&M masks and he films like weird content. And every time one of those pops up, people are like, where do you get all these masks from? Anyway, that's what the leather accessories was making me think of. He has a fake superhero called Dark Submission.
Nice.
Who everyone thinks he's called, like, the Booty Bandit. What hurts the most is being so close. I'm going to say, ooh, Stubtoe. Metal band. Why not? Let's go with Ulcerate. Deadly Sin. Let's go with there. Oh, hey, I got Pinhead. Solve the lament configuration and accept the suffering you have called forth upon yourself. Carnal pleasure no longer appeases your dark appetites. So you've entered a dimension of pain and grief and twisted your body into a grotesque shade of its former self in order to push the boundaries of experience. So anyway, so now instead of the B-Boys, we're Pinhead and the Chatterer.
Okay.
I can see that. So that's Pinhead and the Chatterer signing off for another Stocking Stuffer, a.k.a. the B-Boys.
But we're still the B-Boys.
We'll always be the B-Boys. From now on, we're always the B-Boys. If you want to get in touch with us on social media, we're all the places at Horror for Holidays. Send us an email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Talk to us about what Cenobite you are, or your thoughts on The Bride, or your thoughts on sinners getting screwed.
Your thoughts on thoughts.
Yeah, fucking message us about anything. We'll probably read it.
Yeah, I mean, why not? And tell us about your thoughts on the B-Boys and how they're the greatest characters to ever be introduced in any movie.
I know. More B-Boys and more movies. What? YouTube, Horror for the Holidays.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell. Thumbs up the videos. It's our audio backup. You can listen to all of them on there if you don't want to do it on the podcatchers, of which we're on all of them. And you can leave us 5-star reviews because that's the only ones we read.
Yeah, we only read 5. We say it time and time again. We only read 5-star reviews.
If you're putting anything below 5 stars, you might as well just get out of here. I saw a 4-star on there the other day. Not reading it. Don't care.
They were like, this is my favorite podcast. I just think they need to stop eating into the microphone. 4 stars. No, nope, get out of here.
Get out of here.
I'm just paraphrasing. I have no idea what they said.
I don't know.
What's the other thing? Christmas Podcast Network. Check them out. All sorts of great stuff. I don't think Ratty's award voting is going on still, but if it is, go vote for your boys and Bloodbeat.
Yeah.
Listen to us Bloodbeat all over. Bloodbeat off all over Jerry D's podcast.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise,
I've never seen Jerry D so embarrassed. He caught us blood beating.
He's like, I just joined the Zoom call, and there they were, just blood beating everywhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think that's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. For a little late Easter, as we'll talk about Critters with Matt Dubay.
The Mr. Critters is going to be on the Critters episode.
Yep. We got Matt. We're going to talk about Critters. We're starting a yearly Easter tradition talking about Critters with Matt Dupay.
Yes.
Until we're out of Critters movies, and then we'll move on to something else.
And then we'll make some more Critters movies.
Yeah, we'll go out of our way.
Keep forcing Matt to come on here over and over again until he hates us.
I mean, he would come on and talk about something else, too. Yeah,
he probably would.
All right, he'd come on and talk about... Sorry, Christmas Cruelty. That's a movie I know he did not like.
Yes.
Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week for Critters.